headed this way, Denny Hamlin's headed this way, and Joey Logano's crew is out on the wall. Let's cover the Cindric stop. Here he is into the pit box. Screw around to the right side. Been very happy with the race car overall. A new drink, a clean windshield, around to the left side for Austin Cindric. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Denny Hamlin's crew, one of the best in the business. Right side work is done. Left side tires going on the Hamlin car. That looks like a good stop. Now making sure it's full of Sunoco Racing Fuel.
Look up off of turn number four. Here comes more cars. Joey Logano is coming in. Austin Dillon is in. William Byron is in. Let's cover the Austin Dillon stop.
And originally during this run, I reported it was too loose right before they brought him on pit road. Said the car feels decent. No changes as he takes four fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco fuel. Steve Post, we also have Chase Briscoe in this in. As he finishes service, I know there's more cars in front of you.
Indeed, here is Joey Logano, the third and final Team Penske car. He brings that car in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. William Byron getting pit service as well. These green flag pit stops here, lap number 179.
So all of the cars that pitted last on 114 have taken service. Turning the lead over to Christopher Bell, and he's got a four-second advantage over Brad Keselowski and Tyler Reddick. Justin Haley, how about that drive? That's not been handed to him. He also pitted on lap 144 like Bell, Keselowski, and Reddick. Ross Chastain completes the top five. We got 60 to go.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
iRacing, NASCAR, and Coca-Cola congratulate Canaan Esports at Vicente Salas on his win at Darlington in the 15th season of the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series. NASCAR's officially sanctioned esports series featuring the top sim racers from around the world. Salas' victory is the first for the team owned by IndyCar legend Tony Canaan. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for Round 10 at Iowa on eNASCAR.com. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, iRacing, and NASCAR.
It's Christopher Bell, it's Brad Keselowski, Tyler Reddick, Justin Haley, Ross Chastain. That is your top five, 57 to go next time by from Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
55 laps to go here this afternoon. You think you know who's going to Victory Lane? Just write it down and let's see whether or not you are correct. It's Bell that's leading right now. Of the cars that just pitted, if you remember, Austin Cindric had the lead, but after the pit stops, now we got to go outside the top 20 to find this. 21st is Ryan Blaney, and then comes Austin Cindric. That's called getting on and off pit road correctly.
You're right about that, and part of the uniqueness of this racetrack is you enter pit lane, whether it's under caution or under green, going into turn three, and there's a completely separate paved access road that you must go down. and you've got to get after it all the way around that. Obviously, the acceleration once pit road speed ends, getting up to speed on an access lane through turns one and two before you blend back in traffic over on the back straightaway. And Ryan Blaney did his job as the driver exponentially, as did the pit crew. And more importantly, I think, Jeff, depending on how this plays out, not only did Ryan Blaney jump Austin Cindric on the pit stop, but those two drivers, of those who came to pit lane, got their service done, got on the track in front of current race leader Christopher Bell. They're on the lead lap. Everybody else, like Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Carson Hocevar, they have all lost a lap and right now are going to be pinned, depending how this plays out, if there's a caution or whatnot. But big news for Blaney fans. You're now in a good, good spot.
He's riding right now in 20th, Cindric 21st, Hamlin 22nd, Denny one lap down, Logano, Hocevar, Dillon, some of those drivers we were talking about at the front, one lap down because they pitted. Bell, Keselowski, Tyler Reddick still have to come to pit road. Let's get an update quickly from the postman. Christopher Bell leading 187 laps down, 53 laps to go. When might we expect Bell and the others that pitted back on lap 144 to make that final run down pit road?
Well, Christopher Bell's crew is on the wall with some tires, so I would expect right now, and as a matter of fact, Adam Stevens just asked him, how is your balance? So any final adjustments are going to be made. Christopher Bell, I would expect him to come down here within the next few laps. We need to know, William Byron just pitted. He was one of those cars that pitted at the end of stage two as well, so Bell would not be the first one of those drivers. Byron's done that, and he's long gone.
They are, as they continue on, 50 laps to go next time by of the scheduled 240. It's nail-biting time for a lot of these teams, and especially the race fans of a lot of these teams. Christopher Bell leads Brad Keselowski, Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, and Justin Haley in the fifth spot.
Why don't we take a second and remind everybody the keys to winning today's race, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to winning, brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Back on NASCAR Live Race Day, Kyle Busch, who won this race a year ago, is the one that gave us the Progressive keys to winning here. He said you got to keep up with the racetrack, and you got to be smart with your downshifting and upshifting. There's a lot of gear shifting that takes place on every single lap here. Unfortunately, Kyle Busch swept up in a crash by no fault of his own. He's out of the race and will be scored 35th, but Rusty Wallace, you've now watched 190 laps of racing here today at Worldwide Technology Raceway. What are you seeing that might be a good key to getting to victory lane?
A good key getting to victory lane is what we used to say all the time. Don't make any mistakes. If you make a mistake on a pit stop, it's going to put you behind. If you make a mistake the way you drove, like we all know Kyle Larson's a great driver, but he lost it down on turn one under a downshift right in that area and put them both out of the race. I mean, put at least the 8 car out of the race. So that was a mistake. The mistakes are my big deal, guys.
Well, the money stop is coming up for C. Bell. Brad Keselowski, Tyler Reddick, and others were down now to just 48 laps remaining.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards loyalty program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Money stop time right now, 46 laps to go. Christopher Bell, who's been the dominant car here today, if there is one, he's led 79 laps. He won't lead 80, at least not yet. He's on pit road, and here he comes your way, Steve.
45 miles per hour. The bright yellow and black DeWalt colors on the Toyota Camry SXE. No adjustments. Right side tires, going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. A very conservative, very solid stop. Very good stop. Christopher Bell is down and away. Kim Coon.
Had Tyler Reddick in for fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco Fuel. He said he needed to be freed up in the center of the corner. Right before that, had Ross Chastain. He took right side tires only on that machine. He said he didn't need the entry or the exit to be any looser, but needed better turn for this center.
Great pickup on Ross Chastain. Two-tire stop for Ross Chastain. We'll find out how much track position that gains him. From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Worldwide Technology Raceways. We stay under the green flag. We have 43 laps to go in the Enjoy Illinois 300 in the midst of a strategy pit cycle right now. Brad Keselowski is at the front of the field. Chase Elliott is second. Kyle Larson is third. Chris Buescher fourth. Ty Gibbs is fifth. That's good right now, Jeff, but there's a whole lot more to this story.
How would you like to be a crew chief? Man, you are rolling the dice. That's why they make the money that they make. They've got the decisions that they've got to make. Sometimes they work out. Sometimes they don't work out. Among those that have pitted, Blaney is the highest running, and he's up front by a lot. Now, he's not leading the race. Point is that Blaney was the first car to come off of pit road of those that pitted back in around lap 176. Brad Keselowski has yet to come to pit road. Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace also has yet to come to pit road. Let's get more on him with Kim Coon.
First, let's follow the stop of Chris Buescher, who left the track to come down the pit lane. They are going to put right side tires on, a little slow on that right side under green. Four tires, though, the call for Chris Buescher. Bubba Wallace, the crew chief, Rudy Barker, relaying to his driver about a lap ago. They will come in 20 laps, so they're one of those teams that is going to go long on this green flag cycle.
So Chris Buescher with that long stop, that's going to hurt him in the track position game as he gets back out on the racetrack. He's now lost a lap. We have 16 cars on the lead lap as we're running right now. Joey Logano is the last of those 16 cars on the lead lap. Austin Dillon is the first car, one lap down.
Followed by Hosovar, one lap down. Chastain, one lap down. That could, should change when Brad Keselowski and Elliott and Larson and Ty Gibbs come to pit road. A caution flag right now would turn everything upside down. Brad Keselowski, though, while he's out front, let's talk about it. RFK, Roush Fenway Keselowski, they've had one of their cars, one of their two cars, go first or second in three consecutive races.
Yeah, top two in the last five races. As a matter of fact, Brad Keselowski finished second at Texas. Keselowski second at Talladega. Buescher second in the closest finish in the history of the sport at Kansas. Brad Keselowski won Darlington. Keselowski second last week in the Coke 600 at Charlotte. So five consecutive races, one or the other RFK cars finished first or second.
When does he come to pit road? Right now he's got a 10-second advantage over Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, and Bubba Wallace. But again, those cars still have to come to pit road.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers. The ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
We're down now to 35 laps to go. Next time by, Brad still has to come to pit road, but Brad Keselowski leading here at the moment from Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Flag is upon us. Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, Larson Gibbs, Bubba Wallace. That is your top five. Ryan Blaney has charged his way up the leaderboard after pitting on lap 176. Alex Hayden and Blaney in position now, although he still is running in position number six.
Yeah, he is. The top five in front of him still have to make another pit stop before the black and white checkered flag flies to end the Enjoy Illinois 300 here today. Rusty, it's about nail-biting time for those drivers up front. Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace. We're down to 32 laps to go.
Yeah, I've been watching this whole thing pan out, and there's a lot of different opinions amongst crew chiefs down there. Some are pitting earlier. Some are going to run it to the very end. Some pitted in the middle. There was really no rhyme or reason why everybody was doing anything they were doing, because usually if you can run like 80 laps on fuel, you can run 80 laps. What's going on here? Guys are splitting in half. Some aren't. The guys up there right now, the top five cars, Keselowski, Elliott, Larson, Gibbs, Wallace, and now Elliott's on pit road, I hear, but the rest of them are staying out there, going to run this thing late. That looks like their strategy.
Is the door open right now? Chase Elliott is on pit road, Kim.
And it's going to be a right side only tire stop strategy called by crew chief Alan Gustin. Chase, though, complaining tight in the front, loose in the back, a little hard to control, but a two tire stop under green from Chase Elliott.
So that is going to be the stop for Chase Elliott. Now on the racetrack, Ryan Blaney, who is fifth now, trying to pass Bubba Wallace for fourth. Behind them, Christopher Bell is rolling. He has gotten by Austin Cindric and is rapidly closing in now on the Ryan Blaney car. So it's Christopher Bell, who's led 79 laps this afternoon, is on the charge.
Yeah, Blaney way up the racetrack, and he continues to try to get around Bubba Wallace Christopher Bell, tries to run him down. Brad Keselowski now will give up the race lead. He is on pit road. So on lap number 210, all of a sudden, Brad Keselowski on pit road. He's headed your way, Steve.
Brad Keselowski brings that car. It's a green and white car this week. Ford Mustang Dark Horse into the attention of the crew. Crew members also clad in green and white. around to the right side of the car. Sunoco Racing Fuel being plugged in. We'll see what the story is. They're going with four tires. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel on this stop. Left side work is done. Brad Keselowski down and away.
As this continues to see cars under green peel off the racetrack and come to pit road, we're up to 21 cars now on the lead lap.
Right now, I mean, if you're going to make a pit stop this late, I mean, two tires is the only thing you can do, and you're only going to need one tank of fuel, too. One can of gas is going to make it to the very end now. Right side tires, that would be all I would do. I would never go for four.
And here comes Ty Gibbs. He is now on pit road. He will pit on lap 211, and he'll do so in front of the postman.
Ty Gibbs is in the monster colors on his Toyota Camry SXE. Crew chief Chris Gale making the call. Oh, the crew member just about got picked off coming around the front of the car as it was a two-tire stop. Just as the tire changer was coming around the front, Ty Gibbs gassed it up, set the crew member flying. He landed on his feet and scampered over pit wall.
Right off turn number four, here's a battle for the second spot, potentially for the win. Christopher Bell to the inside of Ryan Blaney. Fans come to their feet. Blaney holds him off for the moment.
Blaney has exercised a perfect strategy so far, but there's no doubt who's had the superior race car. Here's Bell, bottom of the racetrack, side by side, off turn two to the back straightaway.
Blaney taking the long way around turns three and four last time by, went to the middle lanes, but did have plenty of momentum there while Bell has been working down low. Here they come, and they're closing up quickly behind the car of Harrison Burton.
Right now, this is the battle for second, but when Kyle Larson comes to pit road, this is the battle for the lead. Blaney's got it. And right behind him, Christopher Bell, and he wants it.
The lap car of Harrison Burton dead ahead. Burton running bottom of the racetrack. That's the Christopher Bell line. Blaney keeps it wound up high. He'll keep Bell in the rear view.
Here he comes, Blaney on the back stretch. He will move by to the outside of the Harrison Burton lap machine. And then Christopher Bell will follow suit as they work their way back over to turn four.
We're down to 25 laps to go. Race leader is currently Kyle Larson. He's over in turns one and two. Still has a pit stop to be made. Eyes on the battle for second as they race the front stretch to turn one.
Down the front straightaway they come. Blaney has done a yeoman job of keeping Christopher Bell behind him, at least so far. He runs the outside of the racetrack, does Blaney. Bell running a groove off the bottom.
And this time on the back stretch, Bell will just be content to ride along and follow the tire tracks of Ryan Blaney. Here comes Blaney back into the corner. Here comes Bell. Again, Bell running down at the bottom side of the racetrack.
How long will Kyle Larson stay on the racetrack? Side by side again. Bell down to the inside on Blaney. Toyota, Ford going at it. Again, this is for position number two, soon to be for the race lead.
Blaney, though, gets a strong run off the top of the banking in the turn, whereas Christopher Bell can't keep it quite as well wound up. They're side by side again, and Bell again will have to fall in line.
Blaney, another powerhouse move off the top of turn two and onto the back straightaway. Here he comes one more time. Again, he works toward the higher side, and the inside lane is where we find Bell.
This is now officially a battle for the race lead. Current leader Kyle Larson is on the pit lane. New race leader at the start-finish line is Ryan Blaney, but here comes Christopher Bell.
And this is not a situation where a lot of arrow blocking is going on. Blaney's running his groove up top. Bell's got the rest of the track to himself, but he just cannot make it stick.
The car of Ryan Preece is straight ahead for race leader Ryan Blaney. Here he comes. Blaney now aggressively off the end of the backstretch, changes lanes to bypass the lap machine. And here comes Christopher Bell, this time to his outside.
Austin Cindric running third now. He is looking on at this great battle for the lead. Blaney's got it. Good run again by Christopher Bell as he makes his way down to the inside. Bell going after Ryan Blaney.
Blaney has made the pass on the lap machine. That's Ryan Preece. Again, here comes C. Bell. He pulls even midway in the turn, but cannot keep the momentum off the top.
As a result, Ryan Blaney continues to show the way. Sets up one more time for the move into turn number three. He's got the advantage by a car length, and again, Christopher Bell hugs the inside lane.
Austin Cindric is the third place driver. However, he is 2 seconds behind this two-car battle for the top spot. 21 laps to go. Here's Christopher Bell with maybe his best run yet.
The two-man dance for the lead into turn number one. Bell again dives low to the inside lane. Lets it drift up a little. May try to cross it over, but he's not quite there. Can't get it done on the back stretch.
Tries to keep a fender alongside of Ryan Blaney, but he can't get it done. He will once again settle back into second. It is Blaney in front, and Bell just keeps hammering away to the inside.
220 down and 20 to go. Bell is there this time. Down to the inside on Blaney, trying to make it stick. Can't do it. At the line again, it's Blaney. Bell back to the bottom.
Just a spectacular battle for the lead. Round and round and round they go. Here's Bell again to the bottom. He's got him cleared, but back comes Blaney on the outside lane.
Blaney onto the back straightaway with plenty of momentum, and he does rally back around the outside. He's got the lead by a car length again. Bell is there. Bell down low. Blaney up high in turn three.
Now these two won't give it up. They're side by side, back and forth on a racetrack. Bell's got about close to about 20 laps, fresher tires, and he makes the pass now. Bell takes the lead off of turn four.
Here comes Ryan Blaney on the crossover. Blaney back to the lead.
Blaney back to the bottom as they hit turn number one. Lap machine dead ahead. Ryan Blaney back to the lead as they hit the back straightaway.
Ryan Blaney off turn two has the advantage by less than a car length. Here comes Bell to the inside. Bell trying to keep a fender alongside of Blaney. Here he comes again. Blaney swings down low, throws the block. Bell has to change lanes on the run.
Side by side, lap after lap, this ongoing battle for the lead. We're down to 18 to go. They come across the line this time for a moment. Blaney with a nice advantage back to the corner.
A titanic bare-knuckle battle for the lead. Blaney now begins to pull away. The Bubba Wallace machine bypasses Christopher Bell. Bell is losing touch now.
Problem for Christopher Bell. Steve Post, what's the problem for the second-place driver?
Something under the hood. He just radioed to Adam Stevens. I'm blowing up. They have just told him to recycle everything. Christopher Bell on the radio, just as I was speaking, said, no, it's the engine. Christopher Bell going to try to limp it home, but that spirited battle with Ryan Blaney appears to be over.
He was trying to go back-to-back after a win a week ago in the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte. Battling Ryan Blaney lap after lap after lap, but now the car has slowed some and he's in danger of giving up the runner-up spot because here comes Austin Cindric.
Cindric is closing in with a rush off the end of the back straightaway and is now right alongside of Christopher Bell.
Rusty Wallace, we're down to 16 laps to go. Ryan Blaney has a second and a half lead. It's pure speculation, but as much as you're downshifting and upshifting here, can you put your engine in jeopardy by over-revving the engine?
Oh, absolutely you can. I mean, so much downshifting throughout the day. This track, they're doing more downshifting, and we've done at a lot of racetracks. So that puts a lot of stress in the engine. And again, speculating, these engines are super, super tough, and these guys do a great job, but maybe it hurts something under the hood with all this downshifting. Who knows?
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about that. Blaney, Cindric, Bell just trying to hold on and limp it home right now, third. McDowell, fourth, but he still, we believe, needs to come to pit road. He last pitted on lap 147. Hamlin, Reddick, Keselowski, Logano, Austin Dillon, Carson Hocevar. That is your top 10. Shifting, playing a factor?
Could very well be that indeed for Christopher Bell. Obviously, they're going to have to talk about this in more detail, have the folks at Toyota take a look at the engine, take a look at the driveline. But as much as you're shifting here, and especially the spirited battle, and Kurt, let's talk about that as Michael McDowell does, in fact, come off the racetrack to pit lane. Kurt, Ryan Blaney threw a massive block and slammed the door in the face of Christopher Bell going to the bottom of the racetrack, forced Christopher Bell really to do something different.
Because Blaney had not made a move of that kind throughout the course of that battle, lap after lap, Blaney had not made that kind of a move. It's almost like he held that in reserve, then decided to throw the block. Bell had no choice but to, on the move into turn number three, he had to move quickly from left to right. Blaney had the bottom lane covered, and by that point, when they got off turn four, Ryan Blaney was gone with the lead.
Well, let's follow Ryan Blaney and take a lap around this racetrack with 13 laps to go.
Being very methodical here, working the lap cars of Bubba Wallace and Daniel Suarez. He's got about a third of the back straightaway advantage over Cindric. No need to press the point.
Here's Ryan Blaney now coming back into turn number three. closes up behind the Bubba Wallace car. Bubba goes up toward the middle lanes, and Ryan Blaney will work toward the rumble strips.
Now, it is a three-second lead for Ryan Blaney over second place Austin Cindric. And then 6 seconds back to the ailing Christopher Bell car. Denny Hamlin rapidly closing in on Christopher Bell. Hamlin is currently fourth. Tyler Reddick is fifth. He is 9 seconds behind the leader. Brad Keselowski, sixth. Joey Logano, seventh. Austin Dillon is eighth. Carson Hocevar, ninth. And Justin Haley continues to impress. He's got the Rick Ware Racing Ford up to the number 10 position.
So, Dave Moody, right now, Blaney out front by almost 3 seconds over his teammate. What's he need to do to bring it home now?
Exactly what he's doing and not a bit more, Jeff. He doesn't have to worry too much about the lap cars. Unless until somebody begins to appear a little closer in the rearview mirror. He's got all the advantage he needs right now. No need to race anybody on the lap down line. He's got him covered.
Down to 11 laps to go. The race leader works his way down the back straightaway. There are three cars in front of him he's going to have to deal with.
He'll have to deal first up with the car of Bubba Wallace. Then it'll be Daniel Suarez, then Noah Gragson. And in fact, they're double wide in front of the race leader right now.
We have 10 laps to go here this afternoon. Worldwide Technology Raceway. All Blaney wants to see right now is the green light stay on for the next 10 laps.
The lap traffic continues to be two abreast in front of him. That could have been an opportunity for Cindric to close the gap, but he's not making any appreciable ground up. As a matter of fact, Blaney may actually be pulling away.
In fact, Blaney does, at the end of the back straightaway, continue just to maintain the pace. He's following the slower traffic. The lap car is ahead, but again, has a healthy advantage back to Cindric.
He is indeed. Now, Christopher Bell, we got the story from Steve Post about the engine struggling. His teammate, Martin Truex Jr., who is three laps down in 34th, is on the back bumper, Rusty, and he is shoving Christopher Bell down every straightaway.
Yeah, I was just watching that. He's pushing him right down the straightaways like you would at Daytona or Talladega or something like that. I mean, it's pretty obvious that number 20 car, Christopher Bell, has had a cylinder just stop running. The car's running on seven cylinders right now. It could be a many different things, a broken valve spring, a plug wire, a spark plug, something like that causing that thing not to fire at all, but it's running on seven cylinders right now.
Tyler Reddick is to the inside of Truex and to the inside of Bell to try to pick up the spot. I guess, Dave, when it's not working, you phone a friend, and for Bell, he's called on his teammate.
Well, you'll take any help you can. What's the old saying? The old sailor's saying, any port in a storm. And right now, a little bit of a shove from Martin Truex Jr. is more than welcome by Christopher Bell.
Further ahead, Ryan Blaney again closing in behind traffic. Still trying to deal with the Daniel Suarez car. Stewie's outside.
With Noah Gragson and Bubba Wallace, that trio of cars right in front of current race leader. But again, Blaney does not have to press the issue. His lead, 2.3 seconds.
There is absolutely no pressure on his back bumper at all. He's at the apex of turn one and two as Austin Cindric enters turn one. Big lead for Blaney.
Austin Cindric is right behind the Michael McDowell car. Cindric running in the second position has yet to get around that lap machine. Back up front, here's Ryan Blaney. One more time, working his way on turn four.
Guys, with about six laps to go, I'm looking around out in the racetrack right now. I don't see anybody quite yet getting ready to lose their minds out there. Anybody running close? Because now we're running out of time. They got to get it done, but the cars are pretty well spread apart. Everything to me looks pretty calm right now for Ryan Blaney to bring this baby on home.
Tyler Reddick was able to get by Christopher Bell just a moment ago to pick up position number five. Ryan Blaney, Dave, on his way.
He's got all the space that he needs heading down the back straightaway into three.
Austin Cindric has finally gotten around the lap car of Michael McDowell, but it's still a big, big task for Cindric to try to catch the race leader.
It is fair game for the three cars right in front of the race leader. Bubba Wallace, Noah Gragson, and Daniel Suarez. They're the last three cars in the lead lap, and Dave, they're 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
And they're not really doing anything to hold Blaney up. He's got a lane if he wants it. As a matter of fact, he'll take it right now and go to the inside of Suarez.
Let's see what he can do from there. Here's the leader, Ryan Blaney, trying to move by the Suarez car to put him a lap down. He will get alongside and go door-to-door with him. Back through turn three.
Well, at one point, Austin Cindric was three full seconds behind his teammate, running second, but has taken Blaney some effort in order to get by these cars running for position, and all of a sudden, that lead beginning to shrank dramatically, Dave, down to 1.5 seconds.
Down to 1.5 as Austin Cindric tries to make the last gasp run. And again, Blaney to the inside on Suarez.
Suarez is stubborn in the outside lane. And once again, the leader, Ryan Blaney, trying to put him a lap down. They continue to go wheel to wheel, working their way back off the corner.
Three laps to go in the Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Blaney able to clear the Daniel Suarez car. That's going to force teammate Austin Cindric is going to have to deal with that sooner rather than later.
Puts a little more insurance between himself and Cindric. Ryan Blaney with three to go, just praying that everybody minds their manners. He makes his way off turn two.
Ryan Blaney onto the back straightaway once again here this afternoon. The race leader comes off the end of the backstretch. The next car ahead of him is the car of Noah Gregson. Ryan Blaney with the race lead.
With two laps to go, it's Blaney, Cindric, Hamlin, Keselowski, Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, Austin Dillon, Christopher Bell, Carson Hocevar, and Justin Haley. That's your top 10. Ryan Blaney back in turn one.
He's got plenty of room between himself and the lap machine of Noah Gregson. He's about five car lengths behind Gregson. His lead is still substantial as he motors it off to the back straightaway.
Already working his way toward the midpoint of the backstretch comes the leader, Ryan Blaney, after having disposed of the car of Daniel Suarez. Now Suarez races up to his inside, and that exchange going to allow Austin Cindric to close in again.
It's not over yet. Up off of turn number four, Cindric within car lengths now. They come down to the white flag. One lap to go here. Blaney's got a problem. Ryan Blaney is off the pace. Austin Cindric is the new race leader in turn number one.
Cindric powers past on the inside, and he's gone with the lead. Ryan Blaney limping on the bottom of the racetrack. It's Austin Cindric for the final time.
Austin Cindric, the blue and black Ford, coming off the end of the back straightaway, works his way into turn number three, looking for the checkered flag.
His last win was the Daytona 500 back in 2022, but he's going to win here this afternoon at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Austin Cindric under the checkered flag, and he has scored the win. We hear Ryan Blaney has run out of fuel. Austin Cindric is going to victory lane. Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Tyler Reddick, and Joey Logano, that is your top five. Let's go to pit road.
They are celebrating down here. Team Penske for the win. Cindric gets the win. Brian Wilson, the crew chief down here, offering congratulations. Brian, congratulations. You're going to victory lane. Describe your emotions right now on that one.
Man, it's unbelievable. Everyone on the two crew has done such a good job. We've been building. It was great to take advantage of the speed we had this weekend. I'm just really proud of everybody.
There we go. That's Brian Wilson, crew chief, winning crew chief for Austin Cindric.
Ryan Blaney coasts by the checkered flag. He'll finish 24th. Heartbreak for Blaney. It is an absolute elation right now. Austin Cindric and that two car, they're going to victory lane.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
For Team Penske, it's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
You run out of gas right there, coming to take the win or coming to take the white flag. One lap to go for Ryan Blaney, and the Sunoco fuel is gone. He comes out on the short end of the stick. Austin Cindric in position to win, and he does it. He'll take the checkered flag back to his car. They're celebrating down right here on the front straightaway. Hamlin, Keselowski, Reddick, and Joey Logano, your top five. Let's hear from Brad right now.
Yeah, Brad Keselowski, a top three finish here. after rebounding from a loose wheel. How would you summarize this day? How'd you keep the fight in it for this team?
Yeah, just good strategy. Fell behind there early for sure, Kim, but just kept putting ourselves in a position to keep moving forward. Wish I could have got second, but, I said part of it, but really hard-fought day for everybody in the Salomon Plumbing Ford Mustang of the sixth car, and a lot of good momentum.
That is Brad Keselowski. This continues a string for RFK of really strong finishes of recently.
Yep, he'll finish third today, but it is Austin Cindric who's celebrating the win today. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
And right now he is standing alongside his Ford Mustang Dark Horse, Austin Cindric. It wasn't handed to him. He led 53 laps here today, including the most important one, and that is the last one when the checkered flag was flying, seeing his teammate obviously running out of gas. Cindric able to blow by him and lead the final lap. He's in victory lane. He's celebrating, and so is Steve Post right there with him.
He's just got mobbed. His crew is down here. They have picked him up. He is getting celebration. What a ride. What a win. Austin Cindric down here picking up the win. Congratulations. Other crew members coming in. Man, I'll tell you what, these guys work so hard, and they're getting to celebrate. Austin, congratulations. Can you even put together the emotions of the last few laps and sparked here on the front straight away?
Man, it's mixed emotions, obviously, for the 12 guys, but it's a team sport, and we've been hustling super hard at Team Penske to get this done, but to win with a lot of these guys, I mean, I've raced with these guys since ARCA, man. A lot of them, even pit crew members on this team. So it's super special for me, and just proud to be able to bring it home for Roger and the team.
No doubt about it. Just kind of describe not only the win, but the performance you had, the performance Team Penske. How big is this for a day for Team Penske? As we know, this year has certainly not been what you guys had hoped for in the beginning.
Well, it's big because it's expected. You know, for that kind of performance is expected driver for this race team, and just proud to deliver.
How important was yesterday? You talked to Kim Kuhn and you worried about the weather and canceling that qualifying run. How important was it just to put the whole weekend together here as well?
Well, it put the race in Brian's hands as far as from a strategy standpoint. We had a great pit position and you just had to execute from there. So super important.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
There we go. That is Austin Cindric. Very, very happy. We even had a crew member doing snow angels here on the start-finish line while that interview was going on. They're in a little disbelief, and they're a whole lot of happy down here. Austin Cindric, the winner here at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Quickly, over to Kim Kuhn.
Ryan Blaney getting consoled by his crew chief, Jonathan Hassler. It looked like you had it in the bag there at the end. Ultimately, run out of fuel. What were you feeling in the car to know that there was an issue?
I quit running. So fuel pressure goes to zero and quit running. So just a lap short, which I thought we were plenty good. I don't know. We'll have to look at. Gosh, we must not have got as full as I thought, but I thought we were plenty good to go to the end, and wasn't meant to be, so that's frustrating. Gosh, drive your ass off to keep the 20 behind you, and I don't know what happened to him. We kind of touched, and I don't know what he had, a flat or something, but just think you did a good job, drive your ass off, and feel like you kind of weathered the storm and just trying to get home and run out. So just proud of the day, just one of those deals.
The roller coaster of emotion from possible elation to disappointment, how do you kind of process those emotions?
Get over them. I mean, it sucks at the time, obviously, but nothing we can do about now. Just try to figure out how we can, just try to, like, deduce the problem. Like, how are we, as short as what we were when we thought we were good? So that's really all you can do. Just no point in stewing on it. Sucks, but I try to look at, like, good effort today. Proud of the effort by bringing a fast race car. At least the Penske car won. So just one of those things.
Ryan Blaney trying to stay optimistic after what looked like a win turned into a 24th place finish.
Highs and lows of big-time stock car racing from Blaney to Christopher Bell, another driver that looked like he was in position to go to victory lane. Steve?
Man, I'll tell you what, a fast hot rod, Christopher. Describe your emotions right now after having that kind of a race car, and what did you feel as well over the waning laps of that race?
I don't know. We just lost power. Just some, not, we didn't lose power, something broke because it started running pretty bad there at the end, and I don't know, that's disheartening. You don't get race cars like that very often.
Well, there we go. Christopher Bell, he was the winner last week at Charlotte and looked like he had a good run here today and unfortunately finished back in the field. Kim?
Denny Hamlin comes home in the runner-up position. Solid finish for you. Chaos at the end with both your teammate Christopher Bell having an issue and then Blaney. When you're running where you are, what are you thinking as you're watching these cars drop off?
Just pass them and don't lose time. You know, that's the only thing really I'm thinking. You know, we got so strung out there at the end. It was just, you know, I was trying to maintain a top five day, and then obviously when some other guys had some issues, it got us up towards the front there. So it's, you know, really good day for Yahoo Camry. Not always going to have the fastest car and be the best driver, but you know, today we were a top five team, just couldn't quite get what it took to win.
Solid day for Denny Hamlin. Steve Post.
Joey Logano down here, third straight top five finish here at this racetrack. It's been a good track. He was a winner here a couple of years ago. And, Joey, you held court with reporters yesterday, and you said this stretch of races has to be good for you, has to be good for Team Penske. I know you're fifth, but it looks like you guys were right, and it looks like you guys have a pretty good hold on this style of racing.
Yeah, we weren't too far off. I mean, we're just a few adjustments away of getting our Shell Penzo Mustang as good as our teammates were, but... Not too bad. You know, we're able to grab some points, which we need to do, and a Penske car got in victory lane. So, I mean, you gotta be happy about that. Obviously, we'd rather it be us, obviously, but that momentum goes through the whole shop, obviously. So, still a good day. Still scored a bunch of points today with the stage points in both stages. So, poor qualifying effort, which probably hurt us a little bit on tuning the car and just a little too loose off.
There we go. That's Joey Logano. He talked about this stretch of races, Kim. He talked about Sonoma next, and then specifically Iowa and New Hampshire. I think Joey Logano feels pretty good. Fifth place running, he wanted more, but feeling good about it. I see you're with Tyler Reddick.
Yeah, who has his best finish so far at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Only the third Cup Series race here, though. So what was your big takeaway that you can go into the next race here and be like, feel good about what you can do out there?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is we had to dig and claw all day long. Unfortunately, the first stop really went off the rails for us. Just everything didn't go good. I was deep in my box. Pit crew had a little issue with the car, so we lost a lot of track position there, and it basically took the entire race for us to get it back. And I think in the middle of stage two even, you know, we were on our way to getting the track position back, then got caught in the cycle and lost some more again, so... That was just kind of the name of our day on our Sirius XM Toyota Camry, unfortunately, but it was a really good effort by the team, a great strategy for us to play like we did and be able to get a fourth place out of it.
Yeah, that strategy comes home top five for Tyler Reddick.
It does indeed. Austin Cindric, the winner. Denny Hamlin was second. Brad Keselowski, third. Tyler Reddick, fourth. And Joey Logano, fifth.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Winning feels good, but we lose sometimes too. How do you deal with things when the going gets tough? Just like a driver relies on a good pit crew, you need a support system to help you come out ahead. Talking to a therapist is a great way to navigate the twists and turns of your life when it feels like you're going in circles. Therapy can help you plan to achieve your goals and avoid hitting the wall when things get dicey. And therapy reminds you that even when life feels like a race, you're only competing with yourself. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on your schedule at your pace. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Life's not a race. Visualize the track ahead with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/racingradio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/racingradio. Get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/racingradio.
From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
The race is over here with Austin Cindric winning. The fans are hanging around because Riley Green is about to put on a concert. But Rusty Wallace, time for us to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity.
Well, for me, it's got to be Austin Cindric. I mean, he ran a reliable race. He didn't run out of gas. He qualified on the front row for this race. He led 53 laps. I mean, that was a pretty strong run all day long. That car was up in the top two or three all day long. One, two, or three, I meant to say. So for me, it's Austin Cindric.
Absolutely right. The Xfinity Reliable Performance goes to Austin Cindric. Just like Cindric in that two car, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Let that celebration continue for Austin Cindric, that team, and that organization, Team Penske. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. It's the place where you get to do so much waiting. You can wait in traffic, drive-thrus. You can even wait at the doctor's in a room specifically made for waiting. It's land, baby. Come and sit patiently for a while, then wait even longer. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
16 different lead changes among 10 different drivers put on a whale of a race here this afternoon. It is all over. It is Austin Cindric who is celebrating. Denny Hamlin comes home second. Brad Keselowski third. Tyler Reddick was fourth, and Joey Logano finished fifth. Sixth went to Austin Dillon. Christopher Bell was seventh. Carson Hocevar, he comes home eighth. Justin Haley, ninth, and tenth went to Kyle Larson.
Ty Gibbs was 11th today. Ross Chastain was 12th, and Chase Elliott, 13th. Chris Buescher was 14th. William Byron, 15th. Todd Gilliland soldiered on for a 16th place finish with Chase Briscoe, 17th. Daniel Hemric, 18th. Zane Smith, 19th. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was 20th.
21st, Bubba Wallace, 22nd. Noah Gregson. Daniel Suarez was 23rd. 24th went to Ryan Blaney after running out of fuel, taking the white flag. 25th, Michael McDowell. 26th, Eric Jones, John Hunter Nemechek, 27th, Alex Bowman, 28th, 29th, Ryan Preece, and Derek Krause was 30th.
Harrison Burton was 31st, Corey LaJoie 32nd, Cody Ware 33rd, Martin Truex Jr. was 34th, Kyle Busch 35th, and Josh Berry was 36th.
First time here, Joey Logano won. Second time here, Kyle Busch won. Now the third time here, and it did not disappoint. Austin Cindric celebrating.
A little bit of everything in today's race. It was really an outstanding event. Strategy coming into play. We had five caution flags, an awful lot going on. This track never disappoints. They'll be off to the road course in wine country in Northern California at Sonoma Raceway next weekend. Our good friends with the Performance Racing Network will have the call there. We'll pick the schedule back up the following week at Iowa Speedway. First time the NASCAR Cup Series will race on that track in America's heartland.
Got a number of people to thank before we say goodbye, including Craig Moore, who's our audio engineer. Kyle Clements, our broadcast engineer. Trey Downey is our producer, covering the action for you out in the turns today. Dave Moody and Kurt Becker on pit road. Steve Post and Kim Kuhn. Now for NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace and my broadcast partner Alex Hayden. My name is Jeff Striegel, and we congratulate Austin Cindric, career win number 2. Austin Cindric, the winner of the Enjoy Illinois 300.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Enjoy Illinois 300 has come to you from Worldwide Technology Raceway. Sponsored by Enjoy Illinois. Racing fans, plan a fun-fueled adventure in the middle of everything on enjoyillinois.com. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash. By shopping on eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. By BetterHelp Online Therapy. Get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. By The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols, starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer, only in theaters June 21st. By Napa, break quieter with Napa Silent Guard. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoffs. By Wendy's. Order a biggie bag at Wendy's today. By Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage from Worldwide Technology Raceway has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Worldwide Technology Raceway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Trey Downey, associate producer Pat Jaggers, broadcast engineer Kyle Clements, studio engineer Andy Pachenik, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and And he said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. The bar, walking on home, 'cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home.